My brothers and sisters, every once in a while when we hear the gospel read, our response ought to be, "Oh my gosh, Lord, I can't believe you would just say that." Right? We should feel the pain of those who heard his words. Right? Think of how he speaks to the scribes and the Pharisees, the chief priests today. Now they're out in public. People can hear what our Lord is saying. And he says to them, the kingdom of God is going to be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit. You can imagine them just stunned. Like, we're the chief priests here. Our Lord wants that response because he's giving them the opportunity out of his love for them that they will repent and be converted. In his infinite mercy, he speaks strongly to wake them up. And when our Lord has these Gospels read at Sunday Mass, it's a little wake-up call to every single one of us, right? We have to place ourselves as if that was us hearing his words. My mind went to King David. You remember when he commits adultery with Bathsheba. She finds out she's pregnant. What does he do? He wants to cover over the sin, so he calls back her husband, who's out fighting for King David, right? Trying to fight for the kingdom of Israel. He calls him back in hopes he's going to spend the night with his wife. He doesn't do that, so what does he do? He compounds the sin. He sends him back into battle and intentionally has him killed. So what does God do in his mercy? He sends the prophet Nathan to David to present him with his sin, to call him to the carpet. King David had a choice in that moment. He could have Nathan knocked off. Just make him disappear. No one will ever know I can cover over this sin. What does David do? He says to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And he repents in sackcloth and ashes. That's what our Lord desired of the chief priests. I just read a book on St. Francis, and I was blown away. For some reason, I never had heard much about St. Francis in his youth, in his younger years, his adolescence. He had his conversion when he was 25 years old. After he died, one of his closest companions wrote the first biography on his life. So a man who knew him very well, even before his conversion. And this is what he said about St. Francis in his younger days. He said, "Francis progressed further in vanity than any of his peers." He said, "He was an object to marvel at. Everyone noticed his pompous conceit. He strove to surpass everyone in games, refinery, eloquent words, song, luxurious clothing." And he said, "By the age of 25, he had become a great instigator of evil and was a model of foolishness." So what does God do in his love? He presents to him the opportunity to convert. And what does Francis do? He embraces it so radically that he never looks back. And actually, his conversion was so profound that he attracted others. And as he journeyed on with these men who followed him, he would say to them often, "Let us begin anew. Up until the present time, we have accomplished so very little." Just one more example. St. Teresa of Avila. St. Teresa of Avila had been a nun for 20 years when our Lord came to her in a dream. Now, as a nun, how is she known today? The great reformer of the Carmelite order, a doctor of the church, probably one of the greatest saints who ever lived. She'd been a nun for 20 years, and she was a mediocre nun. She would pass her day away gossiping. She'd bring people in from outside, speak frivolously. She prayed very little. One night in a dream, our Lord came to her after 19 years as a religious sister. And in his mercy, he showed her her eternal dwelling place that was being prepared for her in hell. She couldn't believe it. And she had a choice to make. Am I going to finally follow Christ with all my heart? My brothers and sisters, what was the fruit that our Lord desired from Israel? He had planted a vineyard, the kingdom of Israel, and he put a hedge around it. He had given them the law and the prophets and the Ten Commandments to protect them so that they could bear that fruit that he desired. And in that hedge, he planted a wine press. The wine press, the blood of animal sacrifice for the atonement of sins. And above that wine press, he built a temple to the Lord that would be God's dwelling place with his people so that they would have everything necessary to follow him in faith. He said to them, I'm giving myself to you. Will you give yourself to me in return? Will you bear fruit through holiness of life? Scripture says the church is the new Israel. That every single one of us is part of his vineyard, and he planted his vineyard in us on the day of baptism. And he's put a hedge around us. Not only the law and the prophets, the Ten Commandments, but the Gospels and the teachings of the church to protect us so that we have everything necessary to follow him in faith. And then he gave us confirmation and the sacrament of confession. And we have the rosary and the scapular and the miraculous medal. And we have not the blood of animal sacrifice, but the blood of the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. And we have not one temple, but temples scattered all throughout the world in which our Lord Jesus Christ dwells bodily, so that we cannot say to him, Lord, you left me lacking. I didn't have enough to follow you. My brothers and sisters, I close with a few questions. Can you say today, I love God right now more than I did a year ago? My relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ is more intimate today than it was 3 years ago. My prayer life has been deepening with each passing year. He wants us to bear fruit. And today is an opportunity to wake up if we've fallen into a slumber. Am I praying the daily rosary? Am I signed up for an hour of adoration once a week? Was I going to daily Mass at one time and that's kind of sloughed off? Could I start going to Mass more than just on Sundays? When was the last time I picked up the life of a saint to inspire me to give my heart more entirely to Christ? We ask him for the grace today for an ever deeper conversion, that he might one day say to us, welcome. You have borne tremendous fruit. Enter into the kingdom of heaven.